USA News Update. I'm John Schaefer. The head of a mercenary group of soldiers in Russia is reportedly calling a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner group held talks with the president of Belarus and agreed to de-escalate the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the mercenary Wagner group is betraying Russia by taking actions against soldiers in Ukraine.
Renegade actions against those fighting at the front. It's a stab in the back against our country and our nation.
Putin gave a video address today and talked about the Russian Revolution of 1917 when Russians went against Russians and said, "We will not let that happen again." Putin said, "We will defend our country against any threats, including treason." Law enforcement in a small West Virginia city are responding to an active shooter situation. A special response team is on the scene of that situation in Weirton, which is about 35 miles from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Officials say they are in communication with the suspect, but he's been unwilling to surrender. Special Counsel Jack Smith is requesting a delay in the classified documents trial of former President Trump until December. That request is due to the longer-than-expected time required to obtain security clearances. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts related to his handling of classified documents. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on where COVID-19 came from.
On Friday, a new report was released from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on the origins of the pandemic. Five intelligence agencies, including the National Intelligence Council, believe natural exposure to an infected animal is the most likely cause. However, the FBI and the Department of Energy concluded a laboratory-associated incident was a more likely scenario in the first human infection. I'm Jim Forbes.
This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The Supreme Court has not yet issued decisions on two significant cases this term. Rulings on affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan were not announced this week. Two cases will determine whether colleges can use race in admission decisions, while two other cases will decide the fate of President Biden's plan to cancel certain student loan debt. More decisions from the Supreme Court are expected on Tuesday morning. A poll is shedding light on how many California residents are considering leaving the state.
High cost of living is said to be a leading factor in driving people out of the Golden State. More than 40% of residents polled say they're seriously thinking about leaving California, with nearly half struggling to save money or pay for unexpected expenses. Nearly 3 in 10 of those surveyed also said they might leave because the state's policies and laws don't align with their political views. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Good news for classic film enthusiasts. Turner Classic Movies will continue to be on the air, bringing relief to fans. Warner Brothers Discovery, the owner of TCM, underwent a corporate restructuring that led to the departure of several key TCM team members. The shakeup had worried classic movie buffs and prompted outcry from acclaimed directors Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, and Paul Thomas Anderson. And the Mega Millions jackpot will continue to grow. No one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $343 million. As for tonight's Powerball jackpot, it's worth $427 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.